Nowadays, everybody wants to see the little guy take it all. And there's nothing better than a story about the revenge of the nerds.
My name's Fritz Mueller. I went to college in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at Carnegie Mellon. So this would have been the mid-80s when I was a freshman in college, and I had just started there as a math major, kind of geeky, with a lot of geeky roommates. I was living in one of the big dormitories on campus. It's a big old row of cinder block rooms. In the adjoining room next to mine that freshman year was another student who was there on an athletic scholarship, a jock, and he was really, at that time in my life, like a unwelcome intrusion on my little geek heaven. He had this habit of coming back to his room, and he had a big 80s boombox pushed right up against the adjoining wall to my room. And he had one tape, it seemed, on that boombox, which was Billy Idol, and he played Rebel Yell over and over and over and over and over, loud, pouring through the wall. I still can't listen to it. Over the course of the first few months of college, it drove me slowly insane and filled me with, like, ever-increasing rage. And finally, one day, I was studying, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I decided I had to do something to cause this to stop. I went down and I undid the wall plate where the electrical outlet was, and I got into the junction box and I lifted the hot wire off the outlet, thinking that this would cut the power to the outlets and make it stop this horrible noise. Boombox kept going. He had batteries in it. So that just filled me with more anger. Being an electronics nerd, I had a bunch of stuff that I brought to college with me. Electronic gear of various types. And one of the things I had in my box was this thing called a buzz coil. Buzz coil is an old ignition coil from really old motor cars. Before engines had magnetos in them, it was used to generate the high voltage that goes across spark plugs. So this thing generates, you know, in the order of 10,000 volts. And I had this sitting close at hand. So since I had lifted the hot from the socket and I had the boombox isolated, I thought, well, this is my chance to solve this problem once and for all. Got the induction coil and jammed about 10,000 volts right into the back of offending neighbor's boombox. This had the intended result. It made a really gratifying kind of buzzing, crackling noise. Kind of a thing, lots of static noise. It sounded great. Followed by the doormate there going, whoa, man, whoa. I'm sure that the boombox was done. I think I probably took out like a clock radio or two down the hallway in collateral damage. I very quietly, put the switch plate back on, pushed my desk back up against the wall, and continued to do my math homework as if nothing had happened. Shortly after that, offending neighbor guy moved out to one of the fraternities on campus, and I think everybody was happier with that arrangement. Face.
Thanks to Fritz Mueller for sharing his story. Check out his band, Vandella, on our site. The story was produced by none other than our own Stephanie Fu.